You're listening to Radio 3. It's now 12 o'clock and time for Composer of the Week. As part of Radio 3's season of programmes marking Black History Month, Donald MacLeod explores the life and music of the English composer Samuel Coleridge Taylor.
Sometimes travel really does broaden the mind. According to his wife Jessie, Coleridge Taylor's trips to the United States enlarged his outlook on life and gave him fresh themes for his later compositions. He told her that in an ideal world, he'd like to move home every year so that he could see fresh faces and scenes. Even on the slender means they had at their disposal, he managed to move 5 times in 13 years, though always remaining in Croydon. After his second American trip, he went on touring around these islands and conducting performances of his works. He also continued to adjudicate at music festivals, which had become an important part of his work, and very many of these commitments took him to Wales, where he struck up a great affinity with the Welsh people. Coleridge Taylor's composing career, though, was struggling. His first and only opera, called Thelma, was regarded as unstageable and sank without trace. He came to realise that his strength lay in light music, and he threw himself into it in pieces like the Bamboula, the Petite Suite de Concert, and the Violin Concerto, all of which we'll hear today. In parallel with that orchestral strand, Coleridge Taylor continued to write songs, as he had done throughout his life. A particular favourite writer of this time was his friend, the artist and poet Kathleen Easeman. Like Coleridge Taylor's own father, she'd come from Africa to study in London. He set Easeman's 5 fairy ballads. These are children's songs, sunny and unambiguous. One of them, Big Lady Moon, took off and had an independent life of its own.